You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to the Dead Sea for the mystery of the Qumran Copper Scroll.
From the extraordinary find of the Dead Sea Scrolls in Qumran in 1947 comes a fantastic story we explore today that contains all of the elements of mystery, intrigue, and the promise of great treasure. Let's examine the famed copper scroll found subsequently in 1952 by an archaeologist in one of the adjoining caves to the original discovery. The scrolls found in Qumran are ancient and written on parchment or papyrus, yet the copper scroll is just that, inscribed on metal, copper. By the time of its discovery in the mid-20th century, scholars knew that the metal had deteriorated so much that the scroll could not be unrolled without losing the document in its entirety. Therefore, in 1955, the decision was made to cut the scroll into pieces, and then piece those flat sections together in order to be read. What scholars found is not only does the copper scroll differ completely from the other ancient scrolls by material, but also in content. The copper scroll, while written in Hebrew, is not literary at all. It contains a listing of treasure. It's not hard to see why this archaeological find has spawned numerous legends. Scholars have dated the scroll to the first century and believe it was not part of the original Dead Sea Scrolls deposit, but probably came much later. There is considerable disagreement about the exact date, however, which is no small argument. You see, a date of before 70 AD would place the scroll's description of treasure before the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem, while a later dating would have implications that the scroll could describe what became of those temple contents. The text of the scroll itself is a rather straightforward listing, an inventory, of sites where treasure was located. The treasure is reported to add up to literally tons of silver and gold, an unlikely amount by anyone's measure, as well as descriptions of temple vessels and priestly vestments that may have been associated with the Second Temple. The scroll also makes a cryptic reference to another scroll that contained further descriptions and details, but that scroll has yet to be found. Compounding mystery upon mystery, the copper scroll steps straight into fascinating historical legend. We are also confronted with a historical inconsistency, however. The best account of the fall of Jerusalem in the year 70 is that of the great Jewish historian Josephus, who related that any precious metals in the temple were still there when it fell to the Romans. Might the treasure in question, then, refer to the falling of the first temple, destroyed by Babylonian King Nebuchadnezzar in the 6th century B.C.? In any case, no great cache of treasure as described in the scroll has ever been found, and no doubt there have been many who have tried in the late 20th century. There is even a legend that associates the great treasures as having been found long before the scroll itself, by the Knights Templars, of course, who took the riches back to Europe. Still, the absence of treasure in their reported locations have led some scholars to an uncomfortable hypothesis. Might the copper scroll simply be a first century hoax? Whatever it is, the copper scroll is a unique historical artifact, speaking to the beauty of an ancient language, an ancient culture, and within the context of one of the most tumultuous and transformative periods in history. From such periods, we expect legends to be born, if only to pique our interest in accessing the truth, no matter how elusive that truth might prove to be.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.